Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. If you've listened to The Glory of the Mass before, you know that we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the Ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the great Renaissance master Josquin des Prez. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, we'll hear 2 of these, the introit, or the entrance of the celebrant, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. These are often sung in Gregorian chant, but I found beautiful motet settings of these for us to enjoy today. And we'll also enjoy 4 parts of the Ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Josquin's Missa Malheur Me Bat. We'll skip the Sanctus because of time constraints. So let's start with our introit, Suscepimus Deus, from Psalm 47. We have received your mercy, O Lord. This will be sung for us in an arrangement by the 19th and 20th century Czech composer Leoš Janáček. The performers are the choir of Gonville and Caius College, Cambridge. That was today's introit, Suscepimus Deus, sung in Leoš Janáček's motet arrangement. Now, before we begin Josquin des Prez's Mass Ordinary, I'd like to play the chanson that it's based on, also called Malheur Me Bat, or Misfortune Oppresses Me. This chanson is by the influential Franco-Flemish composer Johannes Ockeghem, a 15th-century predecessor of Josquin's. The performers are the Huelgas Ensemble, a group from Burgundy.
Oh.
That was Johannes Ockeghem's chanson, Malheur me bat, Misfortune Oppresses Me. Now we can begin Josquin des Prez's Mass Ordinary, Misa Malheur me bat, which uses Ockeghem's tune. This Mass, like others we've heard on this program, is what's called a parody Mass. That means that its musical material is borrowed from another source. We'll begin with the Kyrie, the Lord Have Mercy, sung for us by the Tallis Scholars of Great Britain. We've heard the Kyrie of the Misa Malheur me bat by the great Renaissance composer Josquin des Prez. Directly after the Kyrie comes the Gloria, or Greater Doxology. Here again are the Tallis Scholars with Josquin's Mass.
Oh.
We've been listening to the Gloria of Josquin des Prez's Missa Malheur Me Batte. And before going on to the Nicene Creed, let's take a break for a motet by another high Renaissance master, Tomás Luis de Victoria from Spain. We'll hear O Vos Omnes Qui Transitis, Christ's words to the passers-by at his crucifixion. O all ye that pass by the way, attend and see if there be any sorrow like to my sorrow. The performers of Victoria's motet are the Cambridge Singers. That was Tomás Luis de Victoria's motet, O Vos Omnes Qui Transitis. Now we're more or less at the midpoint of our Mass, which means the Nicene Creed. Here's Josquin's setting of the Credo from Our Mass Ordinary, again sung by the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
That was a central bit of today's Mass Ordinary, the Credo, in a setting by Josquin des Prez from the 16th century. Next up for us today is the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God, from Josquin's Missa Malheur Mubat. Again, it's the Talus Scholars performing for us.
Thank you.
That was the unused day of Josquin des Prés Missa Malheur Mabat, our Mass Ordinary for this 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And this brings us to the very last musical element of the Mass, the Communion proper. Today's text is Gustate et Videte from Psalm 33. O taste and see how gracious the Lord is. It'll be sung for us as a motet by the 17th century Italian composer Gregorio Allegri. We'll hear the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge.
Yeah.
That was our communion proper, Gustate et Videte, O taste and see how gracious the Lord is. And with it, we must end today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the motets in Josquin's Mass Ordinary, and I hope you'll tune in next weekend as we celebrate the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. You can listen again to this program and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com and choose the Glory of the Mass 201. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a wonderful summer weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.